You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-hosts. We have Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon.
Yes, always good to be here.
Yep.
All right, so guys, before we went to break, I led in with talking about the 9 powerful questions that will change your financial life. And, you know, I want to jump into these because when it comes to finances, it's something that as much as it shouldn't always dominate our lives, it really does because so much depends on it.
Oh, my goodness. Number one here on the sheet is Jill and I to the T, because our whole life is worrying about money. And it says here, do you worry? Yes, we do every week, every 2 weeks.
So Tammy, what is number one?
What is the role of money in my life?
Right. So what is the role of money in my life? So you're saying when it comes to the role of money in your lifetime,
stresses me out, man.
It, a lot of emotion really gets tied up in having money.
You're worrying, sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. When it comes to who's going to be the master and who's going to be the slave, okay, or who's going to be the servant, it can definitely be the master.
Now, do you guys just, and you don't have to answer this, obviously, do you handle the bills or does Jill handle the bills?
Well, it went from me, and then I got stressed out real bad. Then her, now she's getting stressed. So now every Sunday, right now, we sit down each week and go through the bills, which helps.
Good.
And but still, she gets very stressed.
Right.
I used to real bad, but I'm getting much better. Because we are going the right direction.
Right.
Listening to this show,
right.
We are going the right way. Right. But, yes, it, like, we were going to go out for her birthday Saturday.
Right.
And she didn't want to go out because.
And spend the money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I felt bad.
This is.
But she goes, I don't want to eat and sit there and go, hey, this is an $80 meal,
right?
Which
right.
I,
you know, you can't afford
felt
it.
Bad.
Or...
Well, yeah, but you know, for her though, I could, you know, but she was so stressed, she didn't want to.
She couldn't
put that
enjoy it
on her exactly, which is really sad. So you got to get on financial track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's where I'm gonna throw in a little coaching.
If you're
open to that, so
please, man.
In my opinion, when it comes to, you know, how can you go out and have that expensive meal guilt free? Okay, the way you can do that guilt free is that you have to have planned for it. Okay, you have to have budgeted. You're not going to go out for those expensive meals all the time.
Correct.
But if it's a once in a while thing and you've already budgeted this in, you know, and you have that built in that you know you're going to. And,
I didn't see.
Right. And if it's budgeted in, then you don't need to feel guilty about
it. Okay. Okay.
As long as you can stick to that budget.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And leave enough leeway in the budget that the unexpected things come up, it doesn't just shatter everything else.
And that's one thing that we're both doing now, the B word.
Budget.
Thanks to you guys.
Which
you
B word?
Taught us. Budget. Yes. But I mean, and it does help. It really has been helping us.
All right. So let's keep moving here. So number two.
What did my role models teach me about money?
Wow. So what did my role models teach me about money? And this really comes from, don't you guys agree that your parents, what your parents taught you first about
100%.
Money.
100%.
For
yes.
Sure.
There are so many things that we do that we don't even realize we do that are just embedded in us in our way that we think about money. You know, how many parents said, told their kids, "Oh, we're the Millers or we're the Smiths.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have money," or something like that, where they may embed that in a kid's head and they never even know where it came from.
Gotcha.
It's very tough to break out of that, and a lot more role models than just your parents too.
This also though was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, greatest dad in the whole world, greatest mom in the whole world. But Dad said before he died, "I'm sorry that I did not teach you about money," because he was bad at it.
Right.
They weren't that great.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's hard to teach something
I'm horrible.
That you don't know.
And I saw that. But then I had a uncle, God bless him, that tried to teach me.
That's good.
And I didn't listen, but he was right. But
right. But you can reflect back on it.
My folks, though, folks, they just didn't do well with that.
Right.
Just budgeting.
So I'll ask the question that you know, let's assume that your parents didn't teach you as much as they should have about money.
Right.
We all know somebody that knows more about money than we do.
You.
And most, well, this show can serve as a role model, but
Amen.
Then, but there's also other people in your life that you can directly go
Uncle,
to and ask and
correct?
Ask them the question.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
You know, hey, can you teach me a little bit about money?
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, if you had a couple tips for me mm-hmm. about money, what would it be? And find those role models in your life, reach out to them, and most of them will be perfectly happy to share with you.
That'd be great. Mm-hmm.
Maybe not share their money with you, but they'll share their wisdom with
Darn,
you.
Darn, but
even more important.
Never know.
Yeah.
All right, number three, Tina.
Yeah, to what degree does money control my happiness?
Here we go again.
All right, Tammy, what do you think on that one?
Well, man, you know, there's stages as you know, you get married as a young couple, and there's always that stress when you're getting, you know, getting started. You're trying to set those, you know, buy a house or buy the car or all that stuff. And you get promotions, you get demotions, you get fired, you get, you know, all these
right.
changes.
Right.
And the thing is, the core of your happiness is that you do have each other. That sounds kind of cheesy, but, you know, as long as you can stick to your plan about where you want to be, I think that you can make it there together.
Well said.
Well, and when we think about all the things that you want to buy, in this society, it's so easy to become acutely aware of what we lack.
Oh, definitely.
And it's mm-hmm. what we lack frequently is what gives us that desire. And if we base our happiness on that, it's going to be pretty tough to be happy.
Yeah, I have. I just went to breakfast with some girlfriends of mine, and the mom apparently has four closets full of clothes and shoes and handbags, and so she's totally bought into the happiness is all of the belongings. She can't find her happiness, and so I was trying to coach them a little bit about that, and that's not where your happiness lies.
Family and love. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I will say three here.
Mm-hmm.
It does control Jill and I, and I'm sure a lot of folks. I'd say 80%
of your happiness gets tied up in money.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's usually not happy.
Well, then this can also be like the identification not only with money but with our career. You know, with mm-hmm. our job, because I'll ask the question, if you lost your job, would you still be able to define yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people define themselves by their job. And if your answers lead you to conclude that money is a vital part of your happiness and your sense of self, well, mm-hmm. you probably need to commit some time to figuring out, you know, who and what you are without the dollar signs.
For sure. And yeah. also, we talked about this a little bit, Doug, on the way down to the station, was our expectations. What are we attaching ourselves to? So if we have a vacation or a date night in mind,
right?
Does it have to be at a big restaurant, or could you make peanut butter sandwiches and go look at the river? You know, what else could you
Knowing
do?
Knowing her, yes,
she would have been right. happy
Absolutely.
With that.
You know what? That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, like Valentine's Day last year, mm-hmm. Tammy and I stayed home mm-hmm. and I cooked dinner. Normally,
that's
Tammy does
amazing.
The cooking, but I did
that's
the.
Love.
But I cooked it, and we had a really
yeah,
romantic
it was
evening.
Very that, nice.
Was it good?
He caught the lamp on fire.
Love it,
but
well, hey.
I forgot about
trying.
That.
Yeah,
I loved it. It just made me laugh.
Yeah, did you get the lamp on fire? It was a candle.
Like, honey, the lampshade's on fire.
That's love. Oh.
It didn't have anything to do with my cooking, though.
No,
I tried.
The cooking
that.
Was
right.
amazing.
Yeah.
You did
the
a
cooking
great
was
job.
Okay.
Attaboy.
All right, so number four on the
All
list
right. All right.
is how do I react to financial stress, disappointment, or fear?
Mm-hmm.
Both.
Okay, so how do I react to financial stress, disappointment, or fear? So no matter how much money you have or don't have, there are events that can cause you to experience financial stress, mm-hmm. and we know that.
Right.
Okay, so when those disappointing times happen, how do we end up reacting to it? Okay, do we tie so much into it that we're just absolutely devastated? I mean, think of how many people have committed suicide
absolutely.
Over something that
yep,
happened financially.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, over losing their job, over you know, stock market crashes. I mean, Wall Street has had so many deaths around it.
Sure, and you feel bad as a human, you know, and you do get really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But this show here and these 10, what,
nine
12?
Tips.
Nine
tips, fantastic. And we learn here, and you're teaching stuff that I should have learned in high school.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, that's true.
Yeah,
high school should teach more finance.
Mm-hmm. And they do have a personal finance class that I do hear more and more kids taking.
Good.
And
it's smart, man.
And I haven't gone through it enough to know like how much it really teaches them.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I think that more than just a class where they learn about it, they're going to have to learn it at home. They're going to have to learn it in the class. They're going to have to actually make it a point of study.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy, I got it. Professor Doug. That would be awesome. That would be nice.
I would love that. Maybe I could get Professor Doug on the air here.
That'd be great.
Well, so when it comes to just how we react to financial stress, mm-hmm. disappointment, or fear, I think we've focused on the financial stress and disappointment, but the fear is something that really scares a lot of people when you think about how conservative people are. This can be even the fear of losing their money keeps them from going and investing.
Yourself, right?
Well, they keep from ever going and investing and laying it on the line to risk.
Mm-hmm. You're locked.
Right. They're just locked up with that fear. Mm-hmm. And if they have that kind of fear, they're never gonna move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're talking about the 9 powerful questions that will change your financial life, and we've covered the first 4,
right?
And we're gonna cover 5 through 9 when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.